I'm going to open the floor for public comments. If there's anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on a matter that is not on the commission's agenda for today, anybody want to talk about anything that is not on the commission's agenda for today? All right. Mr. Sanford?
Can I talk fisheries?
Yeah, come on up.
You mentioned speckled trout, and I'm just asking this as a general question. Maybe one of y'all be able to answer. We have a size limit on our speckled trout of 14 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gray trout, I believe, is 10. I'm not really sure.
It's 12.
I think it's 12. For a recreation, I don't know if commercial's
good. Yeah. Well, anyway, I was wondering, why is there such a high size limit on the speckled trout, meaning 14 inches compared to the gray trout? And the reason I ask that is because a lot of small speckled trout are being caught, and really there is some waste in some fisheries because of that. And if you drop the size down 2 more inches, get around 12 inches like the other gray trout one, it might help out somewhat of the waste.
You're talking about a really young speckled trout.
Well, I think what you're talking about still, though, is a trout that's still capable of spawning, just like the gray trout, at that size, and they'll be able to go through one spawn. I'm just looking at the waste perspective of it. There is a little bit of waste in that fishery, in a fishery that involves speckled trout.
Are you hook and line, or are you talking about gill netting? What are you?
I'm just talking commercial fishing in
commercial
general.
Commercial fishing?
Yeah.
Now, you're getting beyond. I can give you all kind of reasons recreationally, but.
I didn't know. I just hate to see a waste in a fishery where they're being thrown back dead. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Mark, I would suggest you have a quick conversation with Rob O'Reilly here.
Yeah.
During the lunch break.
Okay.
I'm sure he can explain all the details and nuances
like
of that.
I just hate to see a waste of the fish.
Or you can find someone else on staff. Yeah. I mean, Lord knows you know us all.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
But I agree with you. There are a lot of little specks this year.
Yeah, it's been like that the last 3 years.
Yeah, that is encouraging, however, from the bigger picture.
Get to the winter. It'll be a good year next year, I think.
Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a matter that's not on the agenda? All right. I'm going to declare a recess here for lunch, and we will reconvene at 1 o'clock on the nose. All right, we will reconvene the November 1st meeting of the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. I'm going to reopen the public comment period that had opened just before lunch. If there is anybody in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda. Seeing none, the public comment period is closed.